This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered from Gaza. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza, the military said on Sunday, sparking protests in Jerusalem and calls for an immediate deal with Hamas to release further hostages.
They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The military said the six were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, less than a mile from the tunnel from which another hostage, Kaid Farhan al-Kadi, was rescued a few days ago. Among the group was 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. He was one of about 250 hostages taken in Hamas's killing spree through southern Israel on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza.
Francesca Lina from Reuters. The head of Israel's labor union called for a general strike beginning Monday to pressure the government into reaching a deal to return Israeli hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. Large-scale polio vaccinations have begun in war-ravaged Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the besieged territory. In a makeshift UNICEF tent in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, health workers vaccinate young children against polio. The move came as Gaza recently reported its first polio case in 25 years. A 10-month-old boy now paralyzed in the leg. The World Health Organization says the presence of a paralysis case indicates there could be hundreds more who have been infected but aren't showing symptoms. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza before moving on to the more devastated